quite an investment by the owner, but she's got a lot of faith and vision what Valley City offers. She's certainly happy with the automotive lines, their Chevy dealer in Bismarck, now Chevy, Buick, GMC in Valley City. And with the new building came additions to make us now full service. Many features that we did not offer before, front end alignments, tires, rotations, a lot of the things that we were not in business for, we now offer. So hopefully we're going to be able to take care of a customer from A to Z.
How many people do you have at Buckley Chevrolet in Valley City?
Right now, I'm a little bit light of employees. I need two more people for sales because I'm only carrying two. I have Steve Robertsdahl. He's been here 300 to 400 years, we're not sure. Quite a following of people, but I'm going to need additional help on the management end. Got a great business office who does a wonderful job on getting the cars ready, financed for anyone that needs it. When it comes back into the service department, we've added another service writer. So now we've got additional and the necessary people to take care of the customers as they come in first thing in the morning and throughout the day to process them through as quickly as we can and get the job done right the first time. We've added another person to the parts department so that the technicians can get their parts in a timely and efficient manner so they're not standing around waiting. And again, that leads to that whole process of getting the customer through the system as quickly as possible. Right now, we're also in the midst of trying to add two people for a detail department. We've not had a detail department before, and it's something we'd like to grow into. Currently, we're subletting our details, which is something that we tend to be at the mercy of somebody else's schedule. If they're busy, I can't get our stuff through, whether it's sold or for stock. If they're not so busy, they can get them through. If a vehicle comes back and it's not to our standards, now we have to make arrangements to get it back up to the detail shop. So the more we can keep in-house, the better. The more control we have of it, the better.
What do you like about this new building? What is you talked a little bit about some of the features, but I mean, you're talking about a beautiful, brand new, energy efficient building, right?
Probably the two biggest factors for me looking at it are the environment that it gives to the customer walking in. It's a nice place to come. It's very inviting. Obviously, it's brand new, and it's a fun place to be. That exact same sentiment carries forward to the service department and parts department. They're in brand new settings. The previous building was a little bit on the aged side, and it didn't offer some of the amenities that they now have. It's much more illuminated in the shop. It's just a nicer place for people to come spend a full day for work. The week of October 10th, that entire week, Monday through Saturday, we're going to be having a different array of things going on, from live remotes to some giveaways to the Chamber of Commerce will be coming in for business after hours. There's stuff planned for virtually every day.